And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukraine Saturday has launched another missile against Russian targets in occupied Crimea. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The attack comes a day after Ukraine targeted the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean city of Sevastopol. The city was put on air raid alert for about an hour after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Ukraine's intelligence chief claims several people were killed and over a dozen more were injured following Kyiv's attack on the Black Sea Fleet. Crimea has served as the key hub supporting Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korean media reported Saturday China's President Xi Jinping will seriously consider visiting South Korea as part of efforts to support peace and security on the Korean Peninsula. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency, citing an official with knowledge of the meeting, reported it was Chinese President Xi who first raised the issue of a visit during talks with South Korean Prime Minister Han Duck-soo Saturday in the eastern city of Hangzhou. Xi has not visited South Korea since 2014. Separately, Chinese Central Television reported Xi had told Han that China is willing to work to promote a strategic partnership between the two countries. The commitment to cooperation came ahead of scheduled trilateral talks in Seoul September 26th involving senior officials from China, Japan, and South Korea, intended to pave the way for the first summit between the three countries in 4 years. Xi told Han he would welcome such a summit at an opportune time. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Activists have held marches around France against racism and police brutality. The protests put authorities on edge at a time when French police are deployed en masse for a string of high-security events. Lingering anger over the killing by police of a 17-year-old in June was an impetus for Saturday's protests. They include a swath of groups with sweeping demands for social justice. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit